When I was a kid, about this tall, I don't know, there was this little spell in my life where before I'd go to bed, of course, I'd do my nighttime prayers with my mom or my dad or both of them. Then they would tuck us kids into bed. They'd kiss my brother goodnight. They'd kiss me goodnight. We shared a room, of course. Back then, that's what you did. Now people have their own house, but whatever. And I'm not upset or wounded, no. And then, because they'd say goodnight, and then they'd turn the lights off, and you could hear mom and dad go down the steps, and it seemed like by the time they get down the steps, the darkness would envelop me. And all of a sudden, I would notice in my presence, snap, crackle, pop. There they were. These figures from the cereal, they were there in my room, and I would get afraid, and I would cry out, Mom, Dad, and they would come running up the steps. They would stand an inch into my room, and all would be okay. I needed their presence. And the moment I had it, those figures disappeared. Jesus comes on the other side of the locked door and he says, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. There they were, afraid and nervous and anxious at night. At night, before there was electricity. So there's just darkness outside, a couple candles flickering, the shades pulled, no doubt, the door bolted, locked. And Jesus stands in their midst and says, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. It's an incredible gift that God gives to us to stand in our midst, to stand on this side with us, in us, in our fear, in our nervousness, in our anxiety, in our certainty. And it's right there where Jesus is, and he says, Shalom, peace be with you. And of course, Jesus doesn't just simply say that. He then sends out his disciples. He says, leave these locked doors. Go out into the world. Go to the byways and the highways. Go into the schools and the businesses, your neighborhoods. Go wherever you can find, into the grocery stores, and stand in the midst of those who are afraid, of those whose lives are turned upside down, and let your message be, Shalom Aleichem. It's the message that God has for us to share. Incredible message. So simple. And all of us have been called to say that. It doesn't mean that as we do it, it will be easy. Max, is that your sister next to you? Is she like the nicest sister in the world? I know you got a few of them. Yeah. She your favorite? And your sister, Grace, she's kind? Yeah. She's not mean? Not always. Not always. Golly, you're so honest. But she's never going to put anybody off, is she?
No.
Grace, can I ask you a couple questions? Here, stand on up. I just wanted to get a true witness that you are a nice human being. So, Grace, where do you go to school?
I go to Dinah High School.
And what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. And that's kind of good. You've been serving Mass for a number of years, often at the 6 o'clock Mass. And this afternoon, you are with someone. Who are you with?
I was with my mom helping her doing the fun run for her company, Abria.
So you were with your mom helping to promote this fun run called for Abria. And what's Abria?
Abria is a pregnancy resource center help for mom who are pregnant.
So it's meant to help women who are pregnant, who are expecting, and it's like a nice organization. I mean, like, if you are in need, it's an organization you can go and you can receive assistance so that you can bring your child to term. And then do they turn you away at that point?
No.
No. In fact, they'll help you and even after the birth of your child, right?
Yes.
And there's a couple of them, and so it's just kind of amazing. And so you were, like, offering information about this, and there were some really kind people who got some information from you and said thank you, I'm guessing?
Yes.
And were there any, like, surprises today?
Some.
And what were the surprises?
Some people don't agree with it.
Some people don't agree with it? Yep, all right. And did anyone express that in a surprising kind of way?
They're, like, rude and walk away.
Rude and walk away? In fact, I heard someone actually did something.
Yeah.
What did they do?
They throw the paper back to the table and walked away.
And did they, like, do something even worse? Your mom was sharing that they actually, someone, maybe it wasn't towards you, but someone actually spat towards her.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Wow. So thank you. Thank you. You know, sometimes you think you got to live in first century Palestine to be persecuted to help a child. But there are people today who are being persecuted. Remember a week ago when you woke up and we read what happened in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday to Christians and Catholics as they assembled for Easter Sunday Mass? And this afternoon, a young lady, thank you for sharing, just wants to say, hey, we want to help women who are pregnant so that they don't have to live with the scars of what happens if you terminate a pregnancy and you actually, yeah. See, people need to hear the word shalom. There are some people that you encountered this afternoon who need so desperately to hear the word shalom, peace be with you. Because see, it's out there in the world, people are all over the place. There are people who are angry and frustrated. There are people who hate the church. There are people who are just filled with venom towards that which is good even. So after Mass, I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out like Jesus went. And your message is simply to say shalom. So if you don't want to say shalom, peace be with you, to the people out there, you can just hang out here. You can order in pizza. And you could tell the custodial staff, I said it was okay for you to sleep here. Because when you go out there, when you leave these church doors, God really does desperately give to you and to me the gift of the Holy Spirit to empower us, like the apostles in the first century, so that we can go out to wherever God sends us and we can say, shalom, peace be with you. And the response to that will surprise us sometimes. Sometimes people will say, oh, I've been so needing to hear that. But there might be people who say, yuck, and even spit upon you. And our response to that needs to be shalom. And that will take every fiber of courage, of grace within us. It's not easy saying shalom. Sure, it's easy saying shalom to your sister most of the time, some of the time. But to say shalom to the stranger, the outcast, the afraid, the neglected, Shalom.